WTF.com/radio.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Do you have anything to say to me?
Maybe.
Man, I got flooded with, rake the bunkers, man. Rake the bunkers. What kind of heartless, spineless, what kind of selfish, you know what it is?
What's
a
that?
Little bit of is not knowing better.
No. But you know who knows no better?
I think there's about a category of about five people who don't rake bunkers.
Well, who's that?
The old man that's just hoping not to die on the golf course.
Sure.
He's 114 years old. Sure. He's just trying not to die.
Just trying to get through the round.
Right.
Just trying to get through.
All right. There's the young kid who is the entitled generation me. I don't care about anything else as long as I get my stuff.
Sure.
There's the uninformed. I think you got to be like an idiot because you know rake's there. Like you see rakes, like you know it, but like you're just so oblivious to everything around you. I was playing golf the other day at the Walker course.
Yeah,
and there's these two foreign students that walk by and like they walk right down the middle of the cart path. They're on a walk and we're yelling at them like, we're going to hit golf balls right over your head. Like you could get hit. They're totally oblivious to anything around them.
Mm-hmm.
Like just totally just, didn't see that. Like just. Don't know. There are those that are so mad and disgusted at that they suck so bad in a bunker that they get so ticked off that they just storm off without wrecking the bunker.
Sure.
And then there's that one or two that, like, you don't play a whole lot of golf, so you don't really know better. But I don't know. How could you not? How could you not know? You know, right? You don't play a lot of golf.
I played a lot of golf. I don't play anymore.
Yeah, but you know to rake bunkers.
Yes.
You ever seen anybody not rake a bunker?
Yes.
I'm playing with a guy one time. This has been about 3 years ago. I get paired with him. We're at about the fifth hole. Guy hits in the bunker, walks out, and I go, oh. He's what? I went, dude, you didn't rake the bunker. He didn't speak to me the rest of the round.
Did he rake the bunker, though?
Yeah, he got back in and raked it, but then didn't speak to me the rest of the round. I'm like, and I didn't say anything. Like, the guy's mad at me because I pointed out he got wrecked your bunker.
Oh.
Oh, what are you doing? All right. I've been promising this. Let me get to this. A little bit misleading on the headline. David Hood, great writer for TigerNet. NFL scout says Clemson defensive line is, quote, overrated, unquote, and in them's fighting words. It's not really NFL scout. This Matt Miller at NFLScout.com or NFL Draft Scout, and he's not really NFL Draft Scout. He writes for one of his websites. What's the Yahoo website there? Bleacher Report. Anybody can write for Bleacher Report. Like, there's some credible guys in there.
Sure.
This is a guy who was a high school coach. He looks exactly like Quackenbush.
He does not, but go ahead.
Then director of scouting for New Era Scouting. Don't know what that is. MPix.com, social networking. I don't know what that is. And then his latest LinkedIn said the most read author in the history of Bleacher Report, specializing in NFL content, video analysis, and NFL draft content. The guy's about 12 years old, and he's from Missouri, and he went to Missouri Southern State University, and he's never worked in the NFL. He worked for the Bleacher Report. But he says, quote, Clemson DL is stacked on paper, but NFL scouts have already started warning people they've been overrated. Will be fun process to watch in 2019. What NFL scouts are calling Bleacher Report and telling them, warning people that Clemson defense line's overrated? Like, really, hey, buddy, let me warn you on this one, that they're overrated. Now, let me say this. Dexter Lawrence was hurt most of the year.
Sure.
You think NFL scouts going, man, this Dexter Lawrence cat that's going to be a first-round pick, let me warn you, he's overrated.
Probably not.
Okay. Christian Wilkins, who, and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant, none of them got back first-round grades.
Yep.
So if you don't get a first-round grade, how could he be overrated? Like, are they going to be like eighth-round or seventh-round picks? Who's overrated on this Clemson defensive line?
I think it's the ends that he's talking about, to be clear.
All right. The guys that didn't get first-round draft pick grades.
I'm thinking it's the ends.
So you're saying Cleveland Farrell's overrated?
I think he thinks Cleveland and Austin Bryant might be a touch overrated.
At second or third round grades?
You have to assume that those grades probably go up after a senior season.
Yeah.
And in doing so, he still thinks they're a second round talent, even though they're going to be graded out as first.
Well, but here's the thing. They haven't even started that process yet. They're not in this draft. I told you this thing starts about next January.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about overrated. And the quote is, NFL, not some NFL scouts. Here's the quote again. Clemson defensive line stacked on paper. But NFL scouts have already started warning people they've been overrated. It will be fun to watch.
They've been overrated. Right? So in the past, they were supposed to be fantastic, and I guess they were a bit overrated when they got second-round grades, weren't they?
So he don't think they're second-round people.
People think they're first-round people. I think he's referencing that second-round stuff. Uh-huh. And that's what he thinks what kind of players those guys are.
But as far as being overrated, he's in the industry, right?
Allegedly.
Okay. The only people overrating are people that are in the industry that don't have anything to do with it. Like, this whole industry of NFL draft experts that are totally wrong about almost everything they say. I want to be a weatherman or NFL draft expert one day. You know, you have no idea. You spend 12 months a year doing it, and the NFL doesn't spend 12 months a year doing it, you know? I told you that's how the process works. Anyway, let me be clear about this. Cleveland Farrell, Christian Wilkins, Austin Bryant that weren't given first-round grades, I don't think that they're overrated. The only people are overrating them are these draft experts that don't have any expertise. So he's ripping his own industry here. Now, let me also be very clear about this. Best thing never happened. Dabo Swinney, Lemanski Hall, and Todd Bates. This quote is in the Clemson weight room right now, I guarantee you. It's in their lockers right now, I guarantee you. Watch Dabo Swinney bring this up. You and I will be at practice the first couple of practices.
Mm-hmm.
Let Austin Bryant miss a tackle.
Overrated.
Dabo Swinney said, "What up, Matt Miller? Must be right." At first, I thought it was Matt Millen, a guy who's actually worked in the NFL. Then I realized this is a little fella from Missouri,
mm-hmm,
that's never worked in the NFL. And so, but I guarantee you, Dabo Swinney said, "Hey, this guy must be right. You guys must be overrated." And, you know, that's going to do it. Fuel him to play better, play harder, play, you know how that works. Ask Louisville if Austin Bryant's overrated. Ask Auburn if Cleveland Farrell's overrated. Ask Miami if Christian Wilkins is overrated. Ask Auburn if Dexter Lawrence is overrated. See how that works out for you. He couldn't have written the script any better, though. Right?
Couldn't have.
Didn't you love seeing this?
In terms of the motivation it's going to provide for our team, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hoss joins us next. Good morning, Hoss. How you doing?
Doing good.
Glad to hear it.
I saw a Twitter post by Bruce Feldman I wanted to ask you about.
All right.
You've taken a few shots at NC State's coach over the last couple of years.
Yeah, of course.
He says, NC State has set a record with 7 players picked in the draft. 6 of those guys are from their 2014 recruiting class, which was ranked number 34 at the time. Only one signee in that class, Contravious Street, was ranked above a 3-star. Great testament to evaluation and development. So I wanted to get your comment on that.
Well, let's just think about that for a second, okay? Dave Doran, right, with how many players was it that it got drafted?
7.
With 7 players drafted, went 9-4 and finished ranked 23rd in the country. With 7 players drafted off last year's team, Dave Doran lost to South Carolina. He got beat 35-14 to Notre Dame. He lost to Clemson. He lost to Wake Forest. Last year, they did beat 20th ranked Pittsburgh. I don't know how Pittsburgh's ever ranked. And they did beat a Louisville team that was ranked at the time. Well, no. Those that's where they were ranked. I'm sorry. They did beat 12th ranked Florida State last year down at Doak Campbell, but our Florida State was reeling. And they did beat 17th ranked Louisville, who we found out that they weren't that ranked that high to begin with. Those are 2 good wins. But got beat by Wake Forest with 7 guys that got drafted. In his entire career now at NC State, he's 15-25 in the ACC. He's had 1 winning season in the ACC. That was his past year. He's had, in his 5 years at NC State, he's 34-30. So, I'll stand by. And, oh, no, by the way, what are they going to do this year? Because I'll rip on this one. It won't be good at NC State this year. Despite a bad schedule, it won't be very good at NC State this year. So, I like Bruce Feldman. I think Bruce Feldman's a very bright guy. We used to have him on the show, not often, but we've had him on the show 4 or 5 times. Great guy, really good writer. But with all that talent, they still hadn't done anything, hadn't won anything, right?
So what does that say? If you can develop talent, evaluate talent, it goes to the NFL, but you're not winning as many games, what does that say about your coaching staff?
That you don't coach, you don't game plan well, you don't adjust well, that you find ways to blow games. Did you watch the South Carolina and NC State games past year? He finds ways to lose games. Yeah. Means that he's not a great game day coach to me.
Okay.
That's what it says to me. And in the end, he's been in the St. Petersburg Bowl, the Belk Bowl, the Independence Bowl, and the Sun Bowl with all that talent that he had. That's it. That's what it says to me.
Gotcha.
And picking sides, I'll go with the anti-Dave Doran side, and let's see how it works out. I've been right so far. We'll see how it works out from here on out. 30-34, 15-25 in the ACC with that talent. There was no better defensive line in America last year. 15-25 in the ACC. So, there you go. Does that help you, Hoss?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you. Do you have any Dave Doran thoughts over there? None? Okay. Let me get...
What's there to say?
15-25 in the league.
Thanks for coming.
34-30 in his time at NC State. At his home record, let me get what it is at home. And oh, by the way, oh, that 34-30? Those wins, UConn, South Alabama, the Citadel, Louisiana Tech, Richmond, Central Michigan, Georgia Southern, Old Dominion, South Florida, Presbyterian, Troy, Eastern Kentucky, Old Dominion, South Alabama, William & Mary, Old Dominion. Let me tell you, that's how many. He's got 34 wins, right? This is about 2013. 34 wins, all right? These are non-conference wins. Louisiana Tech, Richmond, Central Michigan, 4 is Georgia Southern, 5 Old Dominion, 6 South Florida, 7 Presbyterian, 8 Troy, 9 Eastern Kentucky, 10 Old Dominion, 11 South Alabama, 12 William and Mary, 13 Old Dominion, 14 Central Florida. Did they win that one? Yeah, they won that one. 15 Marshall, 16 Furman. So of his 34 wins at NC State, 16 are against non-Power 5 conference schools. In 5 years, he has 18 wins against Power 5 conference teams.
It's worth a contract extension, if I'm not mistaken.
And Tennessee wanted to hire him. And on top of that, he embarrasses himself with like some stupid comments. And he's not a fit.
He gets caught up in the moment sometimes.
And he's a crew cut guy from the Midwest coming down south.
I'm going to get a crew cut today just to spite you.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fit in really well around here.
I'm going to shave it.
Yeah. Texter said, Dave Dorn's a clown. He should go play in the street with Sean Elliott. Another crew cut guy.
I'm going short today.
You are?
I'm going short today. I've just decided.
You need to go short today.
What does that
mean? Exactly what you need.
What does that mean? I'm going to go short today.
Yeah.
I'm going to play golf today.
Get a high and tight on the sides.
I'm not going to rake a single bunker.
That's who you are.
Hey, like them apples.
Yeah. Hey, that's between you and your maker, okay? That's just between you and your maker. On Twitter, Elijah writes in.
I'm not doing it.
The person that doesn't rate the bunker is the same person that leaves their shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot. Worst people ever.
Hate those guys.
What kind of person leaves a shopping cart right in the middle of a parking lot?
No idea.
Quick story, okay? Dave, hang on, I'm coming to you. My mom and I, this is years ago. I was home for the holidays. My mom and I see this lady in the parking lot, and like, able-bodied person leaves the shopping cart right in the middle of the parking lot. I say, hey! Put your cart up! She looks at me, scared to death. Pushes it over there. I'm thinking, you know what? Good job. I went, thank you. She looks at me. I'm thinking she's going to be very apologetic. Flips him over beer.
Mickey Plyler.
I can't help it, man.
The morality police.
No. Just put your card up, man. Wreck your bunker, put your card up. Do the right thing. It's like there's a right way to live life and a wrong way to live life. Wreck your bunkers, put your shopping carts up.
I like to live dangerously.
That's all I'm asking, man. You know what else I'm asking?
What?
Don't park your car in a fire lane right out front and run inside the grocery store and get something.
Who does that?
I don't know. I'm hoping that they don't have a fire and 100 people die inside because the fire truck couldn't get up there. I think that ticket, you know what that ticket ought to be? $50,000. And that way it wouldn't have sit anymore. You know what I'm talking about.
The guy that they leave it there?
Yeah, to run inside.
If there's someone in the car, don't care. But if you park your car there, turn it off and run inside, I'm not a fan. You're all fired up about this.
Nah.
Got your blood pressure up this morning?
Just rake your bunkers, man. Just rake your bunkers. That's all I'm saying.
Rake the bunkers.
That's all I'm saying. I got one more for you. Sandbaggers. Oh.
What do you mean?
The people that don't enter scores or else enter a wrong score, so their handicap gets up to 16, and they go shoot 75 for 16 strokes.
Love those guys. Yeah.
Love those folks. Good Lord, take care of all that, though. All right, we got to take a break. Trail, TREATL.com, 800-319-7006. Will Huss doesn't play golf. Guarantee he knows Wreck a Bunker, though. Guarantee he knows that much. They want to build your next home for you. It's our great friends at Trail. TREHEL.com. I love my friends at Trail. I love their business model. When I go visit with Trail, I ask 1,000 questions. I ask where, when, how, what. I ask about the single source delivery, but I've got all that. Just learning little business stuff. If we don't exceed your expectations, we failed. I love that. I love the fact that they've invested in the upstate. In their 35-year history, they've contributed more than $1 billion in economic investment in this region. They love it. They love being client driven. They love providing jobs. They love providing for families. They love being involved like this. It's a great business model. Every single project they do is going to be done on time and on budget. There won't be any lawsuits at the end of it. There'll be great relationships at the end of it. And it'll be the most pleasant building experience you'll ever have. I love this idea from Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Find out why the single source delivery method works. The design build works. Trail leads that field. They lead that in the upstate. And it's why the 84, 85, 86% of annual volume from repeat clients, it's the people at Trail that will make the difference for you. 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Reaction Monday, more right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest, with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out. And it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless Paint, starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one-coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now, it's your turn. Pro-grade PPG Timeless Paint, starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
One of a kind, that's the word to describe 413 Design Studios, a nostalgic gem hidden in downtown Liberty. Debbie Chapman believes in designing a space that is unique to you. After 30 years in interior design, Debbie has brought her talents to the public. 413 Design Studios has something for everyone, from purses and baby clothes to antique pieces that have never been brought into the 21st century. Move over, Joanna Gaines. There's a new gal in town. You have to see it to believe it, so stop by 136 West Front Street in Liberty today.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mm-hmm. Got a nice text the other day about Granger Nissan, about how nice their people are, and they're considering buying right now. I want to do the pre-shopping. Go by Granger Nissan of Anderson.com, home of the lifetime warranty, lifetime powertrain warranty. Here's what I'm telling you. New vehicles, used vehicles. And look at that. That Titan. You guys are truck guys. Look at that Titan.
You're over this Titan.
I love it.
You need a Titan in your life.
I could see that happening.
That old hunk of crap out there needs to go.
Yeah. Get me a big old truck, big 4x4 King Cab deal there. All the previously owned, certified pre-owned. You can look at all their great specials right now and their financing options. Hey, sort it all kinds of ways to sort this and search it out. Even if, you know what I do? I got to go by payments, man. I got to be able to afford it first, so I got to go by payments. Do it at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Home of the Playball Kids. Hey, sign up for that. You got Florida State this weekend. If you got a kids 5 to 12, go by. No obligations. Go sign up for your kid for this. Be able to say Playball Kids. And search everything out. You're going to love the lot there, the people there, the service there. Granger Nissan, family business. Caring about your family. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan. 654 Roar. Dave held on through that break in Simpsonville. Dave, you're a very patient soul. I appreciate you hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. And you call me a fence sitter. I tell you the truth, I don't know what side you are on this bunker thing or the shopping cart thing. So you'll have to be a little bit more descriptive for us so we truly get your passion.
You know that there's a shopping cart return thing out there in the parking lot, and you know you can always return it inside, but yet you can leave it there. You know what can happen there? It could get loose. It could bump into people's cars, cause paint damage. Think of the hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from people had to pay from insurance of carts getting loose in it. All you got to do is take it over there. Why are you so lazy?
Oh, no, I agree with you. There was a lady at Walmart who left her shopping cart in front of me, and she's grabbing her bag, she put her money up, she's fixing to walk away, and I went, ma'am, excuse me, I think you forgot something. And I pushed the cart to her, and I bumped her in the backside. So I'm just as ornery as you are when it comes to inconveniencing and just being stupid. So I'm right there with you. Hey, you know, when you talked to Coach LeCroy this weekend or Thursday, give a big shout out for that sweep this weekend. You know, whenever you wanted to plant a flag in somebody else's field, that would have been great to do last Sunday against Wake and this Sunday against Virginia. We took the road. took two sweeps of two series, and I'll tell you what, the bats, they packed them. And what I found is that they found that the bunt is a legal part of baseball, and they're using it. And the pitching staff, the relievers, I tell you what, these guys are logging some great innings, and they're really starting to hit a stride. But what I saw yesterday is that Clemson's got a two-game lead over NC State now, in the division, and so you got Florida State and Pitt remaining in conference for with Austin Peay. So big shout out to those guys. They played their butts off this weekend, and it was a pretty weekend. It was a great weekend for baseball. And I'll ask you this and take it off the air. Do you think that with the draft, do you think that this guy, and I don't even know if they have football in Missouri, but do you think that he is using the Syracuse game, using the Alabama game as some of his basis for saying that Clemson defense is overrated? Do you think that some of that comes into play? And if you had to grade the draft next year, and I know it's extremely unbelievably early, but what would you say? Would you consider that a defensive-rich draft? I think we called this draft a quarterback-rich draft with a lot of names, but do you call that a defensively-rich draft next year? And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. I don't know enough about next year's class. Don't know enough about that yet. No, I don't think you say anything about Clemson's defensive line in the Alabama game. I mean, Clemson held Alabama to 261 yards of total offense. So, no, that's not that Clemson's defensive line played good against Alabama. With very poor field position. Don't forget this, two interceptions. One was a pick six, and the other one was an interception turned down inside the 25-yard line. That's where the points came from. Held Damon Harris to 19 carries for 77 yards. Held Bo Scarborough to 2 yards a carry, 12 carries for 24 yards. Gave him 120 yards passing. No. No, that's not even comes to defense play good in that game. Syracuse, let's look that number up. What did Clemson do against Syracuse? Because look, if you, yeah, everybody's going to have a game. No doubt about that. I don't think that's what he's using. I think people tweet stuff and use it. Look, nobody knows this guy. Was you ever heard this guy, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, Tonto Jack? You ever heard this guy beforehand? No.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Matt Miller?
No, I haven't heard of him.
Never heard of him.
No, never heard of him.
Syracuse, 440 yards. That's good. They did good. 162 yards rushing. They did really good.
This doesn't bother me as much as it bothers everybody else.
I like.
Does it bother you? Does it really bother you?
No, I like that he said it.
Like, I mean, they're going to use it for motivation. We all know that.
Yes. I love that. I tell you now, I wouldn't be surprised to say, I'd pay him to say more.
We all know that this defensive line is outstanding.
Yeah.
One of, if not the best in the country. You can say whatever you want to. You can fire these hot takes and see if they stick at the end of the day.
I want more. Like, tell me Trevor Lawrence is overrated, right? That's what I want to hear.
The starting quarterback for Clemson's overrated?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there. Tell me more of that. But I'm looking at all his tweets right now. I mean, you know. He can say what he wants to say. Good for him. That's his opinion.
Hey, it's okay.
Good for him. I'm glad he said it.
He can do whatever he wants to.
Glad he said it.
It's a free country.
Scott is up next. Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, Scott, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are.
Real quick, I got one question. One thought I've got, Mickey. You touched on the sand trap breakers.
Yeah.
My mother was disabled and have a daughter-in-law disabled. And my thing is, people that park in handicap and you have no identification on the car, don't need it. And it's become a one-man crusade with me. I'll call you out on it. And a gentleman one time at a Walmart, he circled the parking lot, radio blaring, and pulled right up. And I waited on him. Young guy. And he comes walking up, and my typical thing is I'll say, I'm shocked. And excuse me? I'm shocked. You don't look like the type of person that would take advantage of our brothers and sisters that have disabilities. Yeah. And most of the time, they'll either look at you, drive off, go back, and move the car. But one time in Clemson, I believe the young lady was Hispanic, but I called her out on it, and she, boy, I thought I was going to have to defend myself. But, you know, Mickey, it seems that a lot of young people do that, and they really should. Come on, it's all about character. We're better than that as a people. You know, love your neighbors, you love yourself. On a second thought, Mickey, in the ACC, is there a team out there that you see that could possibly or quietly be that team that overachieves, that sneaks up on a lot of people? And I'd like to take that thought.
In football or baseball right now?
Football.
Okay, football. Yes. Absolutely. Scott, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. I'm telling you, folks, I keep telling you this, Boston College will make some noise in the ACC next year. Nobody wants to hear it. Everybody thinks that this is your mom and dad's Boston College, this is your granddad's Boston College. I'm telling you, Boston College last year, they went 7-6, and their best quarterback, their best running back, their best wide receivers, all freshmen last year. Boston College is a team that...
Their best defensive player coming back.
Harold Landry's not coming back.
Oh. Hey! Oh!
I'm saying, man. Keep an eye out for Boston College.
I'm just saying, at no point in next season will I bat an eye at playing Boston College.
Really?
The old leather helmet game is not going to cause me to lose any sleep.
No, but let me look at the schedule. At NC State, that'll be a war. Louisville at home, that'll be a war. Miami at home, that'll be a war. Clemson at home, I'm not saying war. They go to Florida State. Yeah. Depends on what can come out of it.
Starting 4-0, is that what you're saying to me?
No. That was throughout the season. A.J. Dillon, as a freshman last year, he's a handful. For the season, as a true freshman last year, A.J. Dillon, I think true freshman. I know he's a freshman. As a freshman last year, had 1,432 yards and 13 touchdowns. He had 272 against Louisville. You heard me right. 272. He had 149 against that Florida State. He had 196 yards against that great defensive line that NC State put out there. All those guys drafted on defense. He had 196 against UConn 200, against Syracuse 193, in that bowl game on a bad field against Iowa 157.
Yep.
Once they started letting him tote it, that was it. He had 272 and four touchdowns against Louisville.
He didn't need any help toting on out there?
It ain't heavy. I tell you that, it ain't heavy. I really, truly believe this. Watch out for him.
So where do you get him going next season?
Not sure yet.
7-6 right now. Way too early win game. Is?
Not sure yet. Let me say this.
It's way too early. You can change it.
Hold on. Let me give you this one. Anthony Brown last year. All right? Anthony Brown last year threw for 275 against Virginia. And he got hurt late. Anthony Brown, as a freshman quarterback, 215 against Notre Dame. Watch out. He's athletic as he can be. All right, you want their schedule next year?
I don't care about the schedule. I just want you to give me a record.
Let me give you a quick win game.
For the Boston College Eagles.
They beat UMass. You?
Of course.
They beat Holy Cross.
Of course.
They go to Wake Forest and win.
Go to Wake Forest and win. Okay, yep. I'll give it to you. 3-0.
They beat Purdue.
Okay.
On the road.
All right.
They beat Temple.
Okay.
They beat NC State.
I disagree with that.
They beat Louisville at home.
I agree with that one.
They lose to Miami at home.
Okay.
They lose at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
They lose to Clemson.
Okay.
They lose to Florida State.
Okay.
They beat Syracuse at home. 8-4.
Okay. That's a team to look out for?
Yeah. In the ACC. They're better than NC State. They're better than Louisville next year.
They are better than Louisville next year.
They'll finish third in the division next year. You like that?
I mean, they can do whatever they want to. I'm only worried about one spot in that division next season.
Anybody else, you know, that's who's a threat to you in a division? I think they're just a bigger threat as Florida State.
No, don't do that. Don't play that game. You know that's not true.
Clemson will beat Florida State worse than beat Boston College.
You're going to Florida State this year, correct?
Yeah, but you got to go to Boston College too.
What's a tougher trip?
I don't know, man.
Up to Chestnut Hill.
November the 10th, don't know about weather.
Right down to Doak.
Don't know.
What's the tougher trip? I want you to tell me that Chestnut Hill is the tougher trip for the Tigers this season.
Motivation-wise?
I don't know. I want you to tell me that going to Boston College is a tougher trip than going to Florida State.
Boston College returns more. I don't know. Let's see how it does.
Say it.
Texas wants to know, is Boston College better than South Carolina 2018? Yes.
Why?
Because they returned their 1,400-yard rusher. They returned a freshman quarterback and returned the leading wide receiver who was a freshman.
South Carolina returns Jake Bentley and they get Deebo Samuel back.
The Boston College quarterback's better than Deebo Samuel. I mean, better than Jake Bentley.
Yikes.
The running backs are better. I'll tell you that right now. But Boston College is better than South Carolina football in 2018. Let me put to you like this, Mr. Orr 24. According to FPI, yep. Boston College has a better chance of beating Clemson than South Carolina does. Now, part of that's home and away.
Home
but,
and away, yeah.
Yeah, but Boston College has a better chance of beating Clemson than South Carolina does, according to ESPN. Don't kill the messenger, bruh. Can't help that, bruh.
You're 50 years old now.
What?
You cannot use bruh anymore. Bruh. Your bruh days were on the other end.
That's it. 49, yeah. You got to give it up.
You're done.
Texas says, laugh out loud. How do you have your own show?
I don't know.
Remember this?
Oh, no.
Remember this?
I know what happens now.
Can I tell you what happens before you do it?
Yeah.
You're gonna make a little fun. You're gonna poke a little something at him here. You're gonna throw us a break. Maybe do an ad read before we go out.
Yeah.
We'll go to break.
Yeah.
And then I'll put in a queue, say something to you. You won't answer because you will be typing furiously on that keyboard answering this guy. 7108.
I would say because of ratings, because of advertisers.
There's the poke.
Because of the demand, because of thousands of people that listen every single day, yep, for the expertise, for the guests. That's how you have your own show.
There's the poke. You want to do the ad real quick?
Let me tell you again, bro. How does ESPN have a website? A clown. As ESPN, would you give him any credibility at all?
Yeah.
On ESPN FPI, they have Boston College as a better chance to beat Clemson than South Carolina. As a Clemson fan, you would be more worried about going to Chestnut Hill than playing South Carolina at home.
What a world we live in.
As a matter of fact, let me ask you this here, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24.
Yep.
Let's just look at some scores as of late.
Quickly, of course.
Quickly. Because we got to take a break.
We do.
You ready for this?
I am.
Clemson versus South Carolina last year. What was the score?
Last year, what was it, 35-something? 34-something?
Yeah, it was in Columbia, by 34-10, beating by 24.
That's it.
The Tigers and Boston College last year, it was 34-7. So it's pretty close either way. But remember that was a 7-7 game in the fourth period, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a fourth quarter, but yeah, it was close.
Yeah. What was the game you were more worried about last year during the game itself? Boston College at home or at South Carolina?
BC at home.
Okay. The year before, Clemson beat South Carolina 56-7. Clemson beat Boston College 56-10. Boston College played Clemson closer. They did. I can't help that.
They took slightly less of a beating.
They did. 2015, South Carolina played Clemson closer than that. 2014, Clemson beat South Carolina 35-17. They beat Boston College 17-13. Can't help that. In three of the last 4 years, Clemson has beat Boston College, or beat Boston College worse than they beat. Beat South Carolina worse than they beat Boston College.
Those facts are tough to swallow, huh?
I know, clown. That's how you have your own show. Take a break. We'll come back. More final segment right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
One of the best rivalries in the ACC gets underway this weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Clemson will take on Florida State in a three-game series with Saturday's first pitch at 6:30 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m., and Monday at 7 p.m. Hear all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
One of a kind, that's the word to describe 413 Design Studios, a nostalgic gem hidden in downtown Liberty. Debbie Chapman believes in designing a space that is unique to you. After 30 years in interior design, Debbie has brought her talents to the public. 413 Design Studios has something for everyone, from purses and baby clothes to antique pieces that have never been brought into the 21st century. Move over, Joanna Gaines. There's a new gal in town. You have to see it to believe it, so stop by 136 West Front Street in Liberty today.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
The 21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest is Friday, May 4th, 5:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, West Main Street in Pickens. With Magic, a premier upstate variety band. Also, Jim Quick and Coastline. And featuring The Spinners.
I'll keep working my way back.
Come enjoy the largest cruise in the upstate. All proceeds benefit upstate charitable organizations. For more information and to purchase discounted tickets, visit online at BlueRidgeFest.com. And don't miss the 21st annual Blue Ridge Fest, Friday, May 4th at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, 734 West Main Street in Pickens. Everything he does
seems to come out right. Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare-free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it.
Nothing better. Than Zach Gordon during the break saying, "Hey, get that rage going a little bit, buddy. Get that rage going." That guy talked about your wife. That guy talked about your mom wearing combat boots.
I had to delete the stuff he said about Meredith. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
It was
really
tough. Yeah. Nothing like stoking the fire a little bit. The fire that's Mickey Plyler.
Let me ask you this.
Fire.
So I ticked the guy off, right?
Yeah, you did.
He's
not,
a Gamecock.
He's clearly a South Carolina supporter.
I pointed out that ESPN has Boston College a better chance of beating Clemson this year than South Carolina, right?
You presented some facts.
Okay. He's mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
LMAO. How do you have your own show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, you're listening to me. You're texting me. You want to have my own show?
For the record, people, he replied as soon as we got off air. just like I said he would. I said something, he wasn't even listening. He's just pecking away at the keyboard.
You listen to me? I don't even know who you are. I don't know what time you got to get flip burgers, bro. I don't know that.
Whoa.
All I'm telling you is, you listen to me.
Hey, they make an honest living.
Good for him. Can I take this time to tell you about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I got to get you down there, man. I need you and Kristen to head down. Like, go down for a long weekend.
Play a little pickleball.
Yes, you need pickleball in your life.
Love
you need
pickleball.
Golf in your life. You need tennis in your life. You need everything in your life at Palmetto Dunes. A little bike ride, a little beach ride. Get little Zach.
Those beach bikes?
Yeah, the big, huge beach bike.
Man.
Love those things.
Those things
man.
Are great.
So great. Go by and see our good friends down at Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. I'll tell you this. School's out in 1 month. Go and make your plans now. Palmetto Golf Report, palmettodunes.com. Beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Zurich Classic of New Orleans. We had a bunch of local guys. Brendan DeYoung team with Troy Merritt finished 10th. Jonathan Bird team with Zach Johnson to finish 15th. Scott Brown and Kevin Kisner, both from South Carolina, defending champions, finished 15th. Lucas Glover team with Chez Ravy, they finished 22nd. Richie Wierenski team with Nicholas Lindheim, and they finished 25th. Kyle Thompson's team, Wesley Bryan's team, William McGirt's team, and Sam Saunders' team missed the cut. Billy Herschel, Scott Piercy won. Now, here's the great news for you in our Palmetto Golf Report. The PGA Tour this week, they're going to Charlotte, to Wells Fargo, and a bunch of local guys will be playing there. That's great news. It is our great friends at Palmetto Dunes at palmettodunes.com. Go by and see them. Make your accommodations now for Palmetto Dunes at palmettodunes.com. Tomorrow's show, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. We will certainly looking forward to that. Hearing about the Gamecocks and their most recent commitment. That's a busy show today. Talked a lot of baseball today, college baseball today. What I didn't give you was the latest RPI. You ready? Florida 1, Stanford 2, Texas Tech 3, North Carolina 4, Arkansas 5, Auburn 6, Ole Miss 7, Georgia 8, Oregon State 9, Clemson 10. A&M 11, Florida State 12, NC State 14, Kentucky 15, Duke 22nd, Missouri 24th, Vanderbilt 32nd, Mississippi State 35th, South Carolina 45th. A little RPI for you coming up. I have the projected win totals. They do this thing on WarrenNolan.com of your predicted results. From here on out, Clemson predicted to sweep Florida State, beat Western Carolina, sweep Austin Peay, beat Kennesaw State, and sweep Pittsburgh. I don't think they do, on the predicted results, I don't think they do any split series, I don't think. So they're either the favorite or you're not favorite, in other words, right?
Of course.
So that'd be a pretty good deal there because you could go, you got eight, there's a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It'd be a 19-game winning streak lead the end of regular season. That'd be pretty cool. That's not going to happen, though. They're not going to sweep. They're not going to win out. I think feel pretty sure about that. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. You can't beat that. I'm in great hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in great hands with Allstate. 292-3001. We forget some of the sports every day. Today, I forget the Alabama fan for pointing it out. How about this, Zach Gore, Mr. War 24? 14 players off Alabama's 2016 defense drafted. Hand, fourth round to Detroit. Allen, first round to Washington. Payne, first round to Washington. Tomlinson, second round to the Giants. Williams, third round to Baltimore. Anderson, second round to Washington. Foster, first round to San Francisco. Hamilton, sixth round to Washington. Evans, first round to Tennessee. Humphreys, first round to Baltimore. Averett, fourth round to Baltimore. Fitzpatrick, first round to Miami. Harrison, third round to Jacksonville. Jackson, fourth round to Chicago. 14 players drafted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 first round draft picks.
Holy crap.
On one defense.
That's unbelievable.
That's amazing what's going on there. And good to show you just how good Deshaun Watson was. We finish things up, as we always do, with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, today in the endless string of Yankees propaganda, Gary Sanchez last night, he homered. 2-run home run against the Angels. They won 2-1 last night, winning 9 straight. Gary Sanchez reaches 60 career home runs faster than every player in Major League Baseball history except one. He did it in 201 games. The only other player to do it faster?
Babe Ruth.
Aaron Judge.
Oh!
Who did it in 197 games.
Oh!
Those guys are in the same lineup. It's a good time to be a Yankee fan.
Oh, let me tell you something. I want to tell you right now. They're going to win the World Series.
Woo!
You're not going to stop that. Ooh. They're going to win the World Series.
I hope it's against the Braves. I hope Acuna is down there.
That ain't happening.
The chosen one.
Braves aren't going. Braves are getting better, though. Braves have